Jenner. Goodness, she is the best looking Kardashian. Not even a doubt. You know, and I, you know, one of the things about me, I like slim and fit because the way I look at it is when you have a kid, you know they're going to gain some weight. That's just part of having a kid. You know, women, it's very rare that they're able to get back to their shape or get back even in better shape. I mean, you can, and I'm not trying to put anybody down or trying to objectify or trying to. I'm just giving an honest opinion on women, you know. But I was always fascinated with skinny chicks. They'd be like, you know, guys be like, oh, well, she doesn't have no ass, no tits. I'm telling you, once she has kids, she's going to look good, man. Like, I always marvel at that. I always marvel at the women, man, like where they have kids. And I'm looking at them like, you have two kids? Holy shit. That's amazing. I remember this one girl at work had two. I'm like, oh, my God. She had bikini suit pics on her. You know, I was kind of low-key stalking her on her Facebook. I'm like, wow. And then she was with a guy. I'm like, you must have known him from either from college, sweetheart, because I'm saying to myself, man, he lucked out. He lucked out. But I heard she was kind of mini crazy anyway through the gossip. You know, as far as like she's really controlling, OCD-ish type of girl. So, yeah, but, you know, got him by the balls. But I don't blame him either. Like I said, you got a mom of two kids looking like that. That's what you're coming home to. And she's not going anywhere. She's one of those that just didn't even look at you at all. You know, like I was just like this big, ugly black guy just ready to rape her kind of deal. You know, I was just, it felt like that type of energy. Fucking crazy. Sorry, I'm having a Gatorade. You know, that's what I do. I pound a shitload of Gatorade. I get them now. I'm telling you, the place to do it is that Instacart here in Publix. Publix ranked number one of the top 10. It was ranked number 2 behind Wegmans. I guess Wegmans is a supermarket chain over in the Northeast, but that's supposed to be the best supermarket restaurant. Now, why am I keep saying restaurant? Like, I'm fucking going to eat. I'm supermarket, dumbass. Supermarket. Publix is the second ranked supermarket in the country as far as customer service quality. That's the one here in town from my hometown, Lakeland, Florida. Whoa! And I think that's a beautiful thing, man. I don't know. Anyway, what was I fucking saying? I mean, see, this is what happens when I do them in the morning. But yeah, so I was, I went ahead and got some shit from Instacart, and they do a Publix, man, and I got a shitload of Gatorade. I already had Gatorade, but, you know, I just like, you can never get enough with me. Thank God my little one drinks it, because that's what I had her doing during Disney. Like, we were fucking drinking. You know, that's one thing she was doing. She was drinking apple juice and Gatorade. But then she stopped drinking it, though. She started saying, Dad, it tastes like medicine. Yeah, I mean, I hear you, but it's going to keep you hydrated, girl. Like, that Florida sun, don't let it fool you. You're in this motherfucker. It's going to hurt you. But I think she's learning. She was a little crabby there on Sunday when we were leaving. I'm like, look at my girl. Getting exposed to that heat. And I don't get it, man. I don't get it how the people from Europe do it. They'll come out here with no umbrella, no suntan. They're just fucking going out there pale as shit. Just sitting out there watching that noon show out there at the castle. Like, what the fuck, dude? Seriously? I mean, but yeah, you know, you're going to pay a few thousand dollars to get there. I mean, those folks pay like a few thousand dollars and then some, don't they? I mean, they really do. So I don't, I guess you got to get their money's worth. But yeah, man, you know, I was talking, you know, but then, you know, the funny thing about it is when I'm out there, you have certain people that call you, you know, people that are always calling and, you know, kind of wanting to, you know, have me play Dr. Minnow, and I'm not available. And I let it be known, man, that, you know, I repeat myself so many fucking times, right? When I talk to my friends and people, they must be like, man, you're a broken record. I'm a broken record in this podcast. Because what happens is that it's so fascinating when you're a person that lives your truth, that you are in a, I can't explain it to you other than that there's a feeling of liberation when you're able to live and talk in a way where you are in a really good place where, you know, you understand who you are as a person. You understand everything about what's going on in your life, and you embrace it and you own it, good and bad. And you are able to articulate it on a consistent basis. You know, all of these things that I talk about, how I feel, it comes from a very honest, genuine place. So what happens sometimes, people ask you questions and then they forget, then they ask you again because I guess they're having multiple conversations with people, or they just don't retain information during a conversation. I just feel as if they're having to drive somewhere or if they're trying to kill time, they just have a conversation just to have one. And I'm so mindful of that, of all of that. Like, I don't call anybody just to call. It's weird, man. I just don't like having that feeling of having to be on the phone, a chatty catty. You know, like even though I do it a lot here, I get asked, well, so you do podcasts all the time. You must be on the phone. Not really. This is my alternative to fucking talking on the phone. You know, like I don't really have that kind of outlet there. I don't be on the phone. Okay, let me call my friend. Let me call this friend. Those days are over, man. Everyone's got family. Everyone's got jobs. Everyone's got their shit going on. And that's okay with me. I like the way it is. I like text messaging anyway. It's at my convenience. But everyone is different. But yeah, you just have a very interesting mindset when you have people that are very forgetful, you know. And in my opinion, the way you could think about it is like this. Is when someone is, I feel it's either two ways. It's either they don't care or they just don't give a fuck, you know. Either or is not good. That's always been my thought. But, you know, I was reading some stuff here and this doctor here was saying, you know, some of the things that can happen is when someone is always forgetting conversations is because, number one, they don't pick up any information of relevance or interest to you. Number two, something else occupies their attention more than the conversation. Or three, conversation contains ideas or suggestions that impede memory. I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, then why have a conversation? Like, you know, I have people that I let them know all the time, look, Mondays and Tuesdays, I'm free and every other weekend. That's it. Mondays and Tuesdays every other week. And then they still call me or try to get a hold of me or make plans on Wednesday and Thursdays. And I'm always saying, dude, like, don't you, like, we've been talking for a bit. You know that these days I have my daughter. Why do you, you know, and I don't know, because I think I realized that with men, especially with men, they just run a different program. Like, I have a friend that is out there fishing every fucking weekend now. I mean, good for fucking him, right? I mean, this guy is just catching some mahi-mahis and posting some shit. I mean, big fucking fish. I mean, awesome. And he's like giving me a hard time about me not being around and not coming over. But the guy doesn't give me a heads up. The guy goes ahead and goes on a whim, and that's the life that he has. And most people are like that. Most people that I know go on a whim last minute. So, of course, they're going to forget the days that I tell them I'm available. They don't care. You know, it's like, what days are you available? If I tell them the days, they're not going to give a fuck because, okay, well, I just call them when I have time. And they don't understand that my life doesn't work that way. You know, or when I talk about my realities and how I am, how I think, people be top double and triple guessing because it's not common for me to think the way I do or used to somebody that thinks like me, so forthcoming. They're not used to somebody being so transparent. I remember I was told this, that you would probably need a very mature woman, very independent woman, comfortable in her own skin and just on another level with maturity and understanding to comprehend you, because you're not going to have many people that understand your level of honesty and your level of communication. Like, they'll be able to understand it, but as far as wrap their head around it and fully embrace it, it's going to take some time. Even though you think something as simple as what everyone talks about, being honest, being forthcoming, being transparent, being consistent, being yourself. You think those are the things that we want everyone to do, but for some reason, it's not something that we're used to. It's like people are used to coy and being passive aggressive and giving subliminal meanings to shit, being like, you know, throwing salt, being shady, that's just kind of the whole deal. And I've realized that for me and my new truth and my new beginnings, you know, when I moved on to be a single dad was, I can't try to play in the games. I don't care about who's with me or not with me, but I have to be me. I have to be a person that is comfortable looking at myself in the mirror every day and knowing that the person that I am is something that is being exuded and it's being authentic. And I wish all, and you realize that a lot of people don't live that way. A lot of people do admire that about me. A lot of people can't do it, unfortunately, because of family pressures, because of their own insecurities, of being known to be a certain way. Like, it's not with me anymore. Like, I don't feel that way. And what you realize is when you live this kind of life and where you let the truth of who you are navigate your life and the people and how you conversate and you speak from an honest place, not being in a disrespectful way. You know, my sarcasm, and I could be very crass and sarcastic, but I try to be also very understanding of someone's ways. Like, I don't make fun of them. Hey, like, it doesn't make fun. Like, I'm a guy that I take a lot of shit. Like, someone can make fun of me all the time, I have no problems. I had a friend that was making fun of me one time when I got in a car accident. And, I mean, they made T-shirts for me in my car accident. I almost fucking died. Guy was putting T-shirts out there and selling them, and it's fucking hilarious. You know, I had a surgery. Fucking guy recorded me in surgery room. You know, like, he went, did me a solid picking me up, but then he went ahead and recorded me and posted it on Facebook. It's fucking great. I mean, it's just things like that. Like, I laugh at myself. Like, you have to be able to laugh at your journey of life as well and let others do it with you, especially those that you care about. Because for some people, that's the way of letting you know they care for you. Because I know, especially with guys, they're not as nurturing or loving. It's like they have their own way of showing you love. So, and I know with those guys that make fun of me, it's like, I know I could go reach out to them if something was to happen, and they'll be there for me. So I've learned a long time ago when it comes to your friends. Now, if it's somebody I don't know, it's different. Then that's when, okay, let's go to battle rapping. You know, now let's go to stand-up roasting mode. You know, like, now let's go one-on-one, bro. All right, you want to make fun of me? I don't know you from a hole in the wall. Let's see what makes you so special. That's where all that comedy that I watch comes into play. Then I put my own version of it. But I think that, you know, being yourself and being honest, man, it's a very rare thing that people are not able to understand and grasp because they think there's more to it or they marvel at it. And like I said, I think it's something that I've very few people I've run into fully grasp it from the beginning. And because that's the way they live. It's a very, and I've met maybe a couple people, but they're older. They're definitely older. They were definitely in, you know, 50s and above, where they were like very owning, very embracing of their truth, of their reality. And there was no topic that was untouched. There was no, it was really weird, man. It was just like a really great connection. You know, obviously we didn't have other facets of connection. But when you have that connection of understanding how you think and how you feel about life and how you convey your thoughts about life and about yourself and about what you experience in a very honest and very organic way, your version of it, obviously, it's something that resonates with people. And I know in my case, what happens is a lot of people are not used to it. It throws them off because when they're meeting me or I'm talking to them, and it's a very honest reality. They're just like, oh, okay, this guy's either weird. I don't know. I don't know how to take this guy. It's mind blowing because I didn't understand it, how being honest was such a thing that we didn't have in our society when we meet people, when we talk to people. It's something that we don't engage in fully because we're worried about being judged. We're worried about someone giving us a title, right? I mean, I'm saying, myself included, I mean, you're always worried about that. And I said, I'm at this point, I don't care. Why would you care? If the person doesn't know you, why would you care? If the person is not a positive in your life, why would you care? If the person doesn't have history with you and you guys are on good terms, why would you care? It's like, why would he care? You don't have to, you have 20 years or 15 years or 10 years or whatever time you have together as friends. And you're going to go ahead and if he's going to judge you, I mean, that's not a friend in the first place. That's not somebody that I want to associate myself with. And I've cleaned house. I've cleaned house on my end where I'm not having anybody. Don't get me wrong. I still talk to people. I'm still an acquaintance or connected with some of those people in my past, but I don't stay in touch with them anymore. And they'll probably be like, man, what happened to you? You disappeared. I hear you. I didn't disappear so much as to knowing that our connection is only limited to certain things. Like you just know certain friends. They just want to go out on a boys trip. That's all they're good for. They're not going to come here and hang out. I'm not going to go there and hang out. We're not going to do date couples things together. So why are we, you know, there's no reason for me to be making an effort to see you. And I'm not trying to go on a tangent. I've gone on those plenty of times. But it's all about being yourself and embracing that reality and owning it. Now, I don't let those people know because a lot of guys don't care. So let's just say some friends that are disconnected, I don't talk to anymore, and I don't hear from them anymore. It's not as if they're calling, hey, man, what's going on? Why are you not talking to me, man? You haven't been the same, man. They're not calling you pleading their case. I just had somebody reach out to me. Hey, man, what's up? Missed you, man. Well, I missed you too. Yeah, okay. See you later, bud. You know, like what? I hear you. You're trying to, I don't know why you're trying to reach out to me for, but everything's good here. I mean, a good guy too. Sipping on the kid, right? But I don't make it my business to stay in touch with people anymore. It's like, you know, those things kind of play themselves out. Like, I know what people I'm going to stay in touch with. I know what people are fruitful to my growth and to my current mental state. And that's one thing is that we, as people, we have to be mindful of that. And I read this post on Instagram. It's essentially where I'm at. If your friends and family don't help you grow spiritually, mentally, or emotionally, it's a waste of time. That's basically how I feel right now. It's right now, it's a race against time. And when you're outgrowing people that are no longer aligned with you feeling good or being in a good place, just let it be. And that was the biggest fight that I had because I was always fighting for those things and not anymore. Fuck that. And even new people, I'm the same way. And I think all of us, man, when you're in that situation where you're in a space, I know that some of you are married or in relationships and there's certain things you can't get out of. But man, if you can minimize the noise around you, do it. Because you're not doing yourself any favors by carrying things on, even if you have a history with them. And it's not saying that you disconnect from people. But gosh, if you're having to repeat yourself all the time and you just feel like they're not paying attention and they just don't care. They just want to talk about themselves and they're not emotionally, you know, ready for you to be there for you as a friend or whatever it is, you know, whatever drawbacks they have. Because everyone has, like I said earlier, everyone has their own way of showing love to you, right? But if they're not, at the end, if they're not being a positive or draining you, the moment you pick up that phone or you text, it's like, you know, what are you doing? What are you fucking doing? And the good thing about me is that the guys usually are very good. Guys are usually very good about not touching base with you. Like, they're not going to be calling you. They get the hint or they stay busy. They do their thing. Like, right now, I think because people have their kids and they're heavily involved, once they don't have their kids, I think once the kids are grown up, then probably maybe they'll reach out more. But I'll be in such a different destination and path. Maybe if they give the effort, who knows? Because I'm going the opposite direction. I got a little one. And, I mean, go Lord willing, if I can get a fucking relationship going of any kind, you know? But again, I mean, I know my problem is that I'm too direct. I'm too transparent. Throws people off. And I'm debating myself whether do I have to scale it back because it's not normal. There's not one person that has been, whoa. Now, I have one person, but it took them a while. It took them probably over a year to figure out, okay, like this guy is what he says he is. Like, there's no, and you would think that somebody like me that has various ways of proving who I am and having no problems disclosing who I am. Because you know how it is. When you're a new guy, the women just put on that detective hat. They get their friends, their minions to kind of just go ahead and send the hounds and go ahead and find out everything and anything about you. So go ahead. I mean, what do I have to fucking hide? There's nothing out there. Like, I have no problem discussing it. You know, I really don't have any issues. And if you want to question it, let's go over it. Let's just get very businesslike about it. Like, I have no problem about it. And I remember living in this house, man. We were living in, taking care of the house for a couple of years. And it was my in-laws' house. They were living there for a bit. And one of the terms was that we were having all the bills being paid for. You know, we went ahead, they paid for the house, but they weren't coming down yet. And we were just taking care of the bills. I created a folder of every payment, of everything that was paid for and accounted for, so on and so forth. And I remember my father-in-law came one day just out of the blue, like a pop audit. He's like, hey, show me all the bills you've been paying. I said, I'll pull out the folder. Here you go. Here you go, all the bills. Like, he was just curious to see if I was paying them. I'm like, here you go. Go for it, bro. Like, you're not offending me. Like, I understand. You got to look out for you. So I looked out for me, too. So I had a folder of all the checks, the copies, the bank statements, payments coming in, the stuff that was paid for. You're good with me. Thanks for the opportunity. Like, I know how to be responsible. You know, that was before I bought the house years ago. But, you know, when someone, but you just got to be very business transactional. And I know that's for people, that's a very uncomfortable thing to be when it comes to that. Because people have a problem being businesslike, being not confrontational, but hey, if someone owes you something, whether it's family or not, why not say something? Why not just talk about it? It doesn't mean that you think of them less of a person. It's just making sure, hey, was this handled? Was this done? And I know when it comes to me being vetted, because I know that's the number one thing with women and dating, is that, go ahead. What questions do you have? Let's just get stupid with it. It's like, let's get really uncomfortable. What do you want to know? Because I'm going to give you the same answers 5-6 different ways. And I know people say, why do you repeat yourself so much? Because you'd be amazed at how many people don't fucking pay attention, or they just don't believe your truth. They don't. So that's why you're always on a broken record, just scratching, scratch broken record every fucking time. I say the same thing because they either don't pay attention, they either don't believe you. That's what it come down to me. Because it's like they'll ask me the question like 10 different ways. And I've learned to be pretty easygoing about it. Before I would get angry about it, I'd be like, don't you fucking listen? I'm like Owen Wilson. Not Owen Wilson. What's that guy, man? I always talk about that. The movie with Denzel Washington in it and Spike Lee, where they were robbing a bank. Yeah, it was Inside Man with Clive Owen, Denzel Washington. And then Clive Owen in the beginning says, pay attention, as I'm only going to say this one time. And he fucking just tells you exactly what he's going to do, how he's going to do it. And he just says it one time. That's how I feel. But I know my level of paying attention is more apt than most. I try when I listen to people and I sense a level of them being emotional, being sincere. I try to pay attention. I try to listen to them because I think that's something that for them, when the biggest thing I've learned growing up, not having anybody to nurture me and console me, was that the importance and the value of somebody being there for you. Like, I'm never going to be able to provide stuff financially for a lot of my friends. Like, if they... But the one thing I can provide in my own way is being there for them, to talk, to listen to them. And because I understand it firsthand, not having that growing up in your life, it creates a lot of challenges. It creates a lot of difficulties. And when you don't have that, fortunately for myself, I was able to bounce and be able to be the person I am today. But I know that a lot of people go through life with such a depression, with such sadness, because of them bottling down these feelings and people not caring about it. So I've always been very understanding. I'm very aware of when people want to talk about their things. But then what happens is people are overkill with it. Then they become too much. They don't know when to cut themselves off. But at the same token, again, when I'm my end, it's like when they want to conversate and get to know me, and I tell them who I am, and I let them know how I think and how a view thinks, it's like, well, I don't know. I don't know, bro. Like, that doesn't sound normal to me. So it's just a very interesting thing, man, when you find out, and it's like over and over again, you just run into people all the time that just don't really believe what you say. And it's like, well, what do you do? I mean, how do you change their mindset, you know? Because a lot of times they realize it after the fact. You know, when I say I'm a certain way, I'm a certain way. Like, I'm not really fucking around. When I say, dude, when I tell you something in the beginning, I'm usually pretty good about it. And if it changes, I will let it be known. I'll be like, you know, I said this in the beginning, but at this stage, this is how I'm feeling now. And you know, like, I'll go into elaborate explanation so that they know this is the first time I'm addressing something that has changed in my mindset. But I haven't done that. So what do? It's a very interesting way of doing things. It's a very genuine way, but it's something that, unfortunately, the masses are conditioned a certain way. And that's the sadness about it. When I put these podcasts about this shit, it's so crazy, man, to think that people are not authentic, and they're not used to authentic. They're not used to someone keeping it real, as we would say. It's a very weird thing. So when you're running into people like myself all the time, and you talk to people, and they're sitting there like bewildered, and you say something, and they're like, wow, like, okay, this guy's kind of weird, different. Yeah, it's refreshing, but you still can't embrace it. You still can't wrap your head around it because you think it's some sort of a shtick. I don't know. All I can say is that when you are in love with yourself, when you embrace all of you, you're good and bad, then what the perception of good and bad is. So, for example, there's some things about me that I think other people won't like within the context of a relationship. But I let it be known. Like, once we get in those talks, I let it be known. I'm like, this is the deal with me. Like, one of them I'll say is the element of not being jealous. I'm not a jealous guy at all. But I've always been that way since I was young. Never. I don't know if it was. I don't know where to pinpoint that. But I would say it had to be from my family upbringing. It had to be from my mom giving me the liberty to come and go. She really didn't want me around. She didn't really protect me. Like, as far as. She didn't really care as far as what time I left or came. I mean, it was like, okay, you do you. You know, she didn't care about whether I did things that I had to take ownership of my life at a young age. Because her mindset was, you know, you boys should be out in the street doing your thing. Like, you shouldn't be having me taking care of you here, like babying you along the way. Like, that wasn't her mindset. So I don't know if it was that, or was it because I was watching the abuse and the dynamics of my marriage when I was up to 9 years old, you know, of my family, mom and dad. I don't know. You know, I don't know what to pinpoint that because, you know, I do think that at the end, whatever I watch, I try to do the opposite. So that's essentially what I am. I try to do the opposite of everything I've experienced because I think that was the way to do it. So here I am. You know, whatever this version is, it's the opposite. But I would say that's just one example of many of not being jealous and not really caring about who you go hang out with and who you do it with. And heck, I mean, by all means, have fun. Great. I'm not going to be calling you. I know that really tripped people out. It tripped people the fuck out. I know my ex was like that. I got dumped by my first girlfriend because of that. It was like, dude, like, don't you fucking care? I'm like, I mean, I care, but you're grown up. I'm not here to babysit. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not worried about what the fuck you do when I'm not there. I'm not. Part of it is trusting you. I'm too trusting. What am I gonna do? You know, if you don't have any self control, or you know, if you want to do what you want to do, that's fine. As long as you treat me good, I don't care. As long as you treat me good, hell, that's all I care about. And then, like I said, I don't get people getting territorial and shit. I don't get it. At the end, that person can leave you just like that, man. They could leave you, and especially women, man. They got so many fucking options if they look good. So many options. Like us guys, we don't even, I don't think guys understand the options that women have. I really don't think so. I think guys sometimes maybe get in an ego trip. Oh, I got a big dick. I'll fuck her good. I mean, that's one element, but trust me, she's probably seen plenty of big dicks. And she's probably willing to go somewhere else, and the offers will come right away. So that, I guess that's what it is for me. It's like, I just know that, hey, anybody can come get her anytime. So I'm not going to, it's like, if she's not with me, if she is taken by somebody else, then it wasn't meant to be. That's the way I feel. If someone genuinely doesn't feel that I'm unique, that I'm special, that I'm awesome, and for some reason they feel that someone else provides something better or more compatible to their view of a relationship, they're going to go for it, whether I restrict them or not. And I don't think that once we only have one life, and that's my mindset throughout all of this. Maybe because I've seen death so early, maybe because I've seen so much trauma and things going growing up, it's that you really realize that it's so insignificant. I mean, we're 40. You got maybe less than, you know, I got maybe less than 40. I think 25, 30 more years. That's it. Think about that. Now, am I going to spend that rest of my life worrying about some being someone's territory or claiming and protecting it and so on and so forth? No. I mean, it's not that I don't care. Obviously, if I'm with somebody and they're trying to harm them, then I have to step in, but that's different. But if they're out there trying to be an individual as they were before they met me and they're living their life, go for it. I'm not going to stop you. You want to go, go on a weekend cruise with your girls? Awesome. You want to go out to another country with other people you've been doing stuff with? Awesome. You have a guy friend that you maybe fuck, but you guys are cool now and you want to go, he wants to, awesome. Like, you know, why am I going to get bent out of shape about it? Like, at the end, you're going to appreciate my connection more. The way I look at it is you're going to appreciate me for being real, for being honest, because I know what I am. It's one of one. I already know that for a fact. I'm one of one. You may find better than me. You may find worse than me, but I'm one of one. So if you want to go ahead and get something better, awesome. I don't want nothing but happiness for everyone, even if it's without me. Doesn't bother me one bit, because you know what? I'm so independent and I live my life and I'm very happy with everything that's going on. So why would I try to feel or try to shit on your life and wish you bad stuff happening to you? I don't know. I just think, look, the way I look at it is we share a life, we share the commitment, a connection, and it just faded out. For some reason, one of us felt that it didn't work out anymore and wanted to move on. And I always feel like I could stay amicable with people. You know, the only time I probably can be amicable is if I say, look, I just want to be friends. I don't want to go any further. And you have a problem with it. Then usually they walk away, because a lot of women can't be friends with guys. Like, they want their husband to be their friend. That's it. That's the way. It's not uncommon, let's just say, for women to not want to congregate with men outside of their partner. They're definitely pulling a Mike Pence. You're not going to have me around other guys unless it's with my husband around. You know, they just don't have that level of trust. They either don't trust themselves or don't trust other men, either or. Yeah. So that's just some random thoughts here as I get my morning going. I didn't go to the gym. I'm going to give myself one more day of hydrating here, because my stomach, you just feel it, man, when you went on savage mode for that long. Man, those wings didn't sit well with me, man. You know, I was trying to revert back to what I ate. I mean, at Disney, I ate salmon with green beans, and they have this brown rice. I had that. I went down really good. That was really good, actually. And then I had some gummy bears. I usually doesn't do anything. It just gives me, I had gummy bears with Gatorade. That was for the ride, because I usually like to have a carb rush when I'm driving. I get these gummy lifesavers, man. They're fucking good. They're really fucking good. I get the berry ones. Oh, man. fucking golden. So I get those, and then I got home, and I was just like, it was like 7-ish around there. I was tired. My little one, I dropped her off. It was like a little after dinner time, you know, right before nap time. I just went to the bar. I'm like, man, you know what? I feel like fucking grabbing wings. I grabbed some wings. They have some really good wings there over by the pub where I live. And I had some apple cider, and I was like, oh, man, fucking awesome. You know, it just felt great. You know, I'm like that lonely guy at the bar, too. I'm drinking there, and everyone's looking at me like, what the fuck's this guy doing here, you know, alone, and I'm not talking to anybody. Like, I'm so antisocial at the bar. It's the same mentality as I am in the gym. Not trying to talk to anybody. I'm not here to conversate. I'm not giving you the body language that I want to conversate. I don't understand those people that go in there just want to talk. Those bartenders, those bartenders must be real. They should be therapists sometimes. Those motherfuckers be talking. And it's more of, they talk to the people that come in, man. They want to yak away. Oh, my God. Those people, man. I tell you, man. It's just very, very interesting. I just sit there shutting the fuck up, looking at the screen, drinking my beer. But then all of a sudden, like I said, I went to sleep, man. After that, I was tired and woke up at 3 and holy mother of God. Not happening again. But anyway, that was a random rant here on people always being forgetful and people not taking you for face value. It's like what it is, man. You know, when you're authentic, man, it's a road of you having to deal with people that don't believe you. The only analogy I can come up with is in a basketball sense, like where right now this week they're having an NBA draft where they pick players, you know, new players to come into the league. A lot of them from college. So what happens is people are always throwing smoke and mirrors about what teams are going to do because they don't want to tip the other teams about what plans they have or what players they want to select. And this obviously is an order, right, that teams have. Based on their winnings from the prior year. So they're able, you know, the worst teams usually pick first and they go in numerical order. And one of the things that the guy was talking about, one of the analysts was saying that, you know, one of the things is that in this week is people are just being manipulative and throwing shit out there. But you could be a team telling the God to honest truth and people won't believe you. Meaning they say this week is the only week where you could tell something honestly and people are not going to believe you. And that's how I feel I am. Like, I feel like I honestly tell my truth all the time and people still don't believe me. Friends, you know, family, dating, whatever it is, man. It's like they just don't believe your truth, man. It's like, I don't know what you want me to tell you. You know, it's like this is my truth and I'm living in it and I'm sticking to it and I'm very happy with it. So. But that's life, man. But it's just very fascinating. And it's all of the stuff that I talk about is based on my experiences, man. I mean, to think that I've gone this long being this way and you still have these adventures popping up and these people always coming in and out of your life or just around that really act the same way or marvel at the way you are. It's something that I'm glad I'm putting on audio because you don't think of yourself as a big deal. I know I don't. I don't think of myself as somebody that's out there trying to get attention or anything like that. But it's just very fascinating that people get to levitate to the personality. It's like intrigued. It's like something that's different and they don't know how to figure it out. They don't know how to take it in. They don't know how to converse with it. And I just sit there and laugh because it's like, look, all you got to do is be honest, man. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with your truth. And don't worry about me judging you because I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to put a title on you. I'm not here to tell you how you should or shouldn't act. Now, don't expect me to tolerate whatever it is that you're talking about. You know, that's another different thing. I was like, you can go ahead and tell me what you want to tell me about yourself, but don't expect me to tolerate it in a friendship mode or relationship mode if it's something that brings a lot of drainage to my emotional state. Like I said earlier, man, if your friends don't help you grow spiritually, mentally, or emotionally, it's just a waste of fucking time.